KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky and 68 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 93. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday passed two resolutions pertaining to an urban renewal project and the purchase of a new Sheriff's Department K-9 SUV. The action followed public hearings on both matters, during which there were no objections, written or oral. Auditor Dale Sunderman read the first resolution that pertained to the authorization of an internal loan to fund the urban renewal project costs associated with the Elite Octane ethanol plant.
This being the time and place specified for taking action, the proposal may incur an non-current debt amount not to exceed $350,000. And basically it's to borrow up to $350,000 to complement the funds that we got by GO bond and the amount that we had a change order that was there, plus additional legal and engineering and so forth forms. It's to be repaid by TIF funds before June 1st of 2035, and that's the major change.
And the second resolution was with regard to Cass County's application for financial assistance from USDA Rural Development for the partial funding of the costs associated with the Cass County Sheriff's K-9 vehicle. The Sheriff's Department is making the application, with the county approving the purchase of a vehicle to replace an SUV that is aging out. Supervisor Steve Green, the former police chief for Atlantic, explained the difference between a K-9 transport vehicle and any other type of vehicle.
They have door openers, they have automatic sensing systems, so that if the dog is in the vehicle and the temperature gets to a certain place, the vehicle starts and turns on the air conditioner. We've got a remote popper so that he can remotely open the door also if he's outside the vehicle and needs the dog right now for a defense situation or something like that. It's expensive.
If the application is approved, the USDA Rural Development will pay 35% of the cost associated with the vehicle, which is expected to be another Chevy Tahoe. In other business, the board approved Crow River Construction application for partial payment, amounting to slightly more than $68,067, for work on the ethanol plant's Graywater transmission line. Snyder Engineers Dave Sturm said the project is essentially complete and has passed all the tests with the exception of startup pumping, and they're still waiting for the ethanol plant to receive water. And the board approved Manette's application for a partial payment amounting to $470,633 for work on the Glacier to Buck Creek to Echo Road paving project for the ethanol plant. Dave Sturm said just over $2.5 million worth of work has been completed on the $2.77 million contract. That part of the project should wrap up, he said, in a couple of weeks. And Sturm said the plant should be operational by mid-June. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a woman has been accused of stealing nearly $65,000 from a nonprofit group she was employed by in Council Bluffs. Pottawatomie County court records say 44-year-old Pamela Duffield is charged with theft. Her attorney has declined to comment. Duffield's preliminary hearing is scheduled for June 15th. Authorities say the woman stole client money that was supposed to pay Children's Square USA for child care. She'd worked 19 years for the Children's Aid organization and was fired in January of last year after being accused of forging an employee's name. A traffic stop on a vehicle in Pottawatomie County at around noon Wednesday resulted in the arrest of a woman from Nebraska. Sheriff's officials said a 2001 Acura was pulled over on Wabash Avenue by a Pott County deputy. And upon further investigation, a glass pipe used to smoke methamphetamine was discovered. The pipe had meth residue on it. The driver of the vehicle, 39-year-old Nicole Anson of Omaha, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. She was also issued several traffic citations. And an inmate of the Pottawatomie County Jail was served with a warrant for violation of probation Wednesday afternoon. A deputy read the warrant to 33-year-old Michael Joseph Stone of Council Bluffs. Afterward, he was returned to the custody of corrections staff. Three people living in the same neighborhood were arrested Wednesday in Mills County. Sheriff's officials report 29-year-old Domingo Dupree Burks of Omaha was arrested at around 9:10 p.m. for being a felon in control of a firearm, carrying a weapon, assault, and for no valid driver's license. His bond was set at $7,300. Two houses away, and around 9 p.m. Wednesday, 30-year-old Tammy Lynn Copias of Omaha was arrested for interference with official acts and disorderly by loud and raucous noise. Her bond was set at $600. At the same location and at around 10 p.m., 26-year-old Michael Xavier Simpson of Omaha was arrested for felon in possession of firearm and fugitive from justice. His bond on the felon in possession charges was set at $5,000, and he was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond on the fugitive charge. In other state news, a central Iowa sheriff who asked one of his deputies to ticket him has entered a plea of guilty to a traffic violation. The Webster County Sheriff Jim Stubbs entered the plea in court Thursday to illegally driving an all-terrain vehicle on a highway. Stubbs says that a couple of weeks ago he was heading for some family property when he turned onto U.S. Highway 169 for a brief stretch. He soon recalled that he could drive legally the ATV on the county roads, but not along the highways. He came upon a deputy who'd pulled off the highway and requested a ticket. Stubbs said he wanted to ensure that everyone's equal as far as the sheriff's department is concerned, and that includes me. Magistrate William Thatcher commended Stubbs' honesty and fined him $132.50. Well, the price of a private lunch with investor Warren Buffett could set another record this year because the bidding is already over $3 million. The online auction that raises money for the Glide Foundation's work to help the homeless in San Francisco wraps up tonight at 9:30. The record price of $3,456,789 that auction winners paid in 2012 and 2016 remains the most expensive charity item ever sold on eBay. Buffett has raised more than $26 million for the Glide Foundation through these annual auctions over the past 18 years. The bidders continue to pay high prices for the chance to talk with a renowned investor and philanthropist who leads Nebraska-based Berkshire Hathaway, and the event raises a significant part of Glide's $20 million annual budget. Buffett supports Glide because of the remarkable work the charity does to help people. His first wife, Susie, introduced him to Glide after she volunteered there. Glide provides meals, health care, job training, rehab, and housing support to the poor and homeless. Buffett has said he gets asked a variety of topics during the lunches. The only subject that's off limits is what he might invest in next. The winners of the lunch auction typically dine with Buffett and Smith and Walensky Steakhouse in New York City, which donates at least $10,000 to each Glide year to host the lunch. Iowans are turning the calendar to June after sweating through the possibly the hottest May in the state's history. National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Cogill says the warm temperatures last month followed Iowa's coldest ever April on record.
What a switch we had from April. Somebody turned up the thermostat and saw readings well above normal across the entire state, especially as we head into the second half of the month where readings were 10 to 20 degrees above normal.
Highs climbed above 100 degrees in some locations over the Memorial Day weekend. In Atlantic, our average high for the month of May was 81.3 degrees, which was 8.2 degrees above normal. The average low was 55.2 or 6.1 degrees warmer than normal. Rainfall amounted to 4.88 inches here in May, which was more than 1/2 inch above normal. The hottest temperatures, 100 degrees on May 26th and 27th and 97 degrees on the 28th, were all record setters here in Atlantic. Two 123-year-old record high temperatures fell over the holiday weekend. In Iowa's capital city, the temperature set last Saturday reached 96 degrees. That broke Des Moines' previous record for the date, 93, set in 1985. In addition to the unusual heat, many areas of Iowa were soaked by heavy rains in May. Sections of southeast Iowa, meanwhile, remained mostly dry.
We did see precipitation remain below normal down around Ottumwa, Bloomfield, locations that have seen dry conditions over the last actually 2 years or so. And so there are concerns about drought developing or increasing in those locations, especially given the warmth that we saw during the month.
High temperatures are expected in the 90s across much of Iowa again today. The anticipated conditions are much different than they were on this date 129 years ago. On June 1st, 1889, unseasonably cold weather settled across Iowa. In Des Moines, a low of 37 was reported, which remains the all-time June record for the state's largest city. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.